Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The long-term United Nations peacekeeping force, known as MONUSCO in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, has agreed to withdraw at the request of the government of the DRC. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council, Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs, expressed appreciation for the DRC government's commitment to assuming responsibility for civilian protection and extending state authority in the provinces where MONUSCO is deployed.
We welcome the flexibility built into the plan and stress the drawdown from each province should be thoroughly and transparently evaluated for any negative impacts on civilian protection and the humanitarian situation. Major gaps will be unacceptable and should prompt an immediate reassessment and a pause in subsequent phases.
As in other peacekeeping transitions, MONUSCO's drawdown will be challenging, warned Ambassador Wood. The DRC faces a looming financial cliff when transitioning from assessed to voluntary contributions amidst growing humanitarian and development needs. The United States Agency for International Development and Department of State allocated more than $956 million in humanitarian aid and bilateral assistance to the DRC in fiscal year 2022, not including our support to MONUSCO, said Ambassador Wood.
We call on the international community to mobilize additional resources now to bolster the work of UN agencies, funds, and programs in preparation for MONUSCO's departure.
MONUSCO's drawdown also demands a new vision for security and non-security solutions to the Eastern DRC's 30-year crisis, urged Ambassador Wood. The speed at which Rwanda and the DRC approached the brink of war in recent weeks was alarming.
We welcome the commitments both governments have made toward de-escalation, but more must be done to reduce tensions and prevent miscalculations. Again, we call on Rwanda to end its support for M23 and withdraw from DRC territory.
The United States is encouraged by the DRC government's preparation for free and fair elections on December 20th. We urge political actors and civilians alike to refrain from hate speech and divisive rhetoric, which could lead to violence. All Congolese, said Ambassador Wood, should be able to cast their votes without fearing for their safety. Successful elections will be an important step in the DRC's effort to maintain peace and stability long term.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.